The question is whether the child pornography law has implications far beyond the limited ones that I said. And before I answer that question, I want to ask whether I have till 12 or 12:30. Does anybody know? Okay. Well, my answer to that then is yes, it does. I want to go back here. Oops. Oh, now I've messed it up. I am going to make the slides available. I will make them available on DEF CON. As you can see, I mean, with the child porn thing, that little picture there is the picture from Lolita. That's the picture from Lolita, which was, you know, one of the classic. It's a classic. And also child porn. So child porn is very controversial. Most people think, oh, you know, it's a black and white issue. But there are lots of complicated legal issues in it, just like with the movie Endless Love and that sort of thing, which you raised. Okay, so you saw the bad news, and I will make that available. But the question is, what can I do? And I don't want to leave you on the low point where you all feel like, man, that treaty really sucks. We're in for something really bad. So what can I do? Lobbying works. Okay, I've raised many points and pointed out numerous times where lobbying by nations, by researchers, by encryption advocates have resulted in modifications being made to the treaty that have made the treaty better. So lobbying does work, and it's not too late. So I urge everybody who has interest in these issues, and that does appear to be everybody in this room since you came here and you stayed for the entire hour on this early Saturday morning, to get educated about these issues. Sunday morning. See, I'm the one with the problem. And I've listed a couple of URLs here for organizations which have been heavily involved in trying to make the cybercrime treaty better and to try to make sure that rights are protected, that our rights and the rights of people in other nations are protected in the treaty. So get out there and do some good. Thank you very much.